It doesn't. Mission.
You're listening to This Week in Radio News. Radio news about radio waves, radio art, and more. I'm Tom Rowe, your host, and we'll travel across the ether to hear what's going on in radio news. USA Today reported that T-Mobile and Sprint announced a merger April 29th that would make the combined company the third largest cellular carrier in the United States. The new company, which would be called T-Mobile, would have more than 90 million wireless subscribers, behind AT&T's 93 million subscribers and Verizon's 116 million. The combined companies would be valued at $146 billion, including debt. Quote, "It's a very simple rule of business. Both companies need each other," unquote, said Sprint CEO Marcelo Klar on a conference call April 29th. Quote, "The reason why this is going to work is that T-Mobile cannot do the 5G strategy without Sprint, and Sprint cannot do it without T-Mobile," unquote. Currently, the two companies employ 80,000 people, but most mergers like this result in layoffs at redundant positions. Senator Amy Klobuchar, a Democrat from Minnesota on the Senate's Antitrust Subcommittee, said in a statement, quote, "Competition among the four largest cell phone carriers has led to lower prices, better service, and more innovation. I remain concerned that increased consolidation could undermine benefits to consumers," unquote. T-Mobile and Sprint said they believe the Federal Communications Commission and the Justice Department will sign off on the merger by the first half of 2019. Free Press reports that on May 9th, activists will start a serious, if unlikely, attempt to restore net neutrality by forcing the Congressional Review Act resolution to a vote. Democrats claim that all 49 of them in the Senate, plus independent Susan Collins of Maine, will vote to repeal the repeal of net neutrality passed by the Federal Communications Commission in December. So the Democrats need just one Republican to vote with them. Even if this magic Republican would emerge, the measure does not have much hope in the House of Representatives. Quote, "We will finally force lawmakers to let us know if they stand with the 85% of Americans who support net neutrality, or with the cable companies that want to manipulate the internet in service of greater profits," unquote, said David Siegel, executive director of Demand Progress. Quote, "The people are on our side, and if they make their voices heard over the coming weeks, we will push this resolution through the Senate and the House," unquote. And that's probably wishful thinking, with the net neutrality wars more likely to end with a court ruling than from help from the House and Senate. The U.S. Office of Special Counsel ruled May 1st that Federal Communications Commission Commissioner Michael O'Reilly violated the Hatch Act during an appearance at the Conservative Political Action Conference on February 23rd. At the convention, O'Reilly told a crowd that one way to avoid policy changes was to, quote, "make sure that President Trump gets reelected," unquote. So the Office of Special Counsel issued the FCC commissioner a warning letter about how administration officials can't mix political calls to action with working for the public. In fact, the OSC, quote, "has advised Commissioner O'Reilly that if in the future he engages in prohibited political activity while employed in a position covered by the Hatch Act, we will consider such activity to be a willful and knowing violation of the law, which could result in further action," unquote. In March, the OSC said senior White House aide Kellyanne Conway committed two violations of the Hatch Act during last year's Alabama special Senate election. The report claimed Conway, quote, "impermissibly mixed official government business with political views about candidates," unquote. At least two other administration officials have been mentioned in Hatch Act investigations, including Mick Mulvaney, the White House budget director, and John Bolton, the National Security Advisor. Ars Technica reports that lawmakers in New York are now mirroring efforts in California to pass their own net neutrality bill that may be tougher than the one stripped away by a 3-2 vote in December. In California, the bill has been approved by two Senate committees and needs to get through a third committee vote before getting to the state Senate floor. In New York, Manhattan-based State Senator Brad Holliman said that he is introducing a bill this week similar to the California proposal. In December, the FCC voted on party lines to repeal its net neutrality rules and said that states could not pass their own net neutrality rules. All sorts of lawsuits are entering courts now over the net neutrality issue, and these possible state laws would create even more billable hours for lawyers to come. Ars Technica reports that, don't worry, the Earth's magnetic fields are not about to flip. There is a weak spot in one place called the South Atlantic Anomaly, It has been over 800,000 years since the Earth's magnetic fields have flipped, and the authors of new research published with the title Earth's Magnetic Field is Probably Not Reversing, Don't Think It Will Soon. The researchers found several other periods when the magnetic field was similar to the current field, and no evidence that a flipping followed on those times. Quote, we infer that for excursions to occur, unquote, they write, quote, a weakening of the field across much of the globe spreading from multiple sources is required, and not just localized weakening expanding from a South Atlantic anomaly-like feature, unquote. This is Tom Rowe reporting for Wavefarm's Standing Wave Radio and WGXC.